The truth is, Shahram was right. The way I was acting wasn't very friendly, and I couldn't control myself at all. Ever since I was a child, I've hated Kimia. I do not like her.
So who wanted you to like me?
Were you eavesdropping?
No, but just like when you were a child, your voice is so loud everyone can hear. It's annoying. You know, a person hears it even though they don't want to.
My voice is annoying.
As far as I remember, as a child, you'd either be screaming or crying.
Well, it's because you bothered me all the time.
Because you were so weak and scared.
Kimia, I've always hated you. Do you know that?
Yeah. What about now? Do you still hate me?
No. Should I tell you the truth? Look, the truth is, I don't like you all that much. I mean, I try to like you, but it just doesn't happen.
Oh, God, I'm so happy. Oh, God, please don't take these days away from me.
You're sick? You're not feeling well? It hasn't been washed. Don't eat it.
It's not a problem. Why do you say I'm sick?
It's because if you tell anyone that you hate them, the very least they get is upset.
Oh, first of all, I'm not just anyone. Secondly, I never took you seriously. The things you say aren't important.
Oh, then why did you come here?
Because I'm uncle.
Why did you talk to me?
It's because I missed you.
Yes, right, and I believe you.
Believe me, I really missed you.
I don't even understand what you're
saying. I just really missed us having a little fight this big.
What do you mean?
You remember when we were children how much we would argue and
fight? No, I don't remember and I don't want to remember.
Oh, those days were what life's all about. Will you have a fight with me now?
Are you crazy?
Why? Just a little bit of a fight.
Have
I'm
you gone nuts?
You. You see? You're scared. Mama's girl.
Look, you're going too far now, Kimia. I'm not the old Shiva before. I'll beat the hell out of you.
Yeah? Prove it.
Leave me alone. Leave me. Leave me alone. I'm angry now.
Oh, when you were a child, I'd beat you up a lot. Hurry up already.
I told you to stop it.
Why won't you fight with me?
I'm not the type to fight.
Are you the type to get beat up? When you were a child, you were an expert at getting beaten up.
Be quiet. Don't talk to me. I said
quiet. And if I don't?
I said I don't want to fight with you. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. I hate you. I hate you. I always was... jealous
well,
of you.
Me too.
What did I have for you to be jealous of?
Well, you were always a lady and graceful. You were into poetry and books. You were skinny and you were somehow different from everyone else your age.
Are you serious? Well, look, I was always jealous of you being so self-confident and cheeky.
Anyhow, I don't like
yes,
you.
Yes, me too.
You stupid good little
pig-headed
girl.
Idiot. You remember in order to prove you weren't scared of anything, you jumped down the second floor of the house and broke your leg?
Please don't kick me out. I wanted some tea. Will you make me some?
You want to have tea with me?
Mm-hmm. But don't think a tea will make me become
no,
your friend.
No, no, I'd never want to have a friend like you, no.
Then go pour some tea.
All right. With cardamom or cinnamon?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. You want rock candy too?
No, I'm on a diet.
Diet.
Where's Shahram? I went upstairs, but he wasn't there.
Call his cell phone.
He's not answering it. He was home half an hour ago.
Once he gets hungry, he'll show up. Was Kimia with Shiva?
No. I was just with Shiva right now. I think she's gone out to the yard to get some air.
Well, maybe Sharam's with her.
What? With Shahram? I won't allow it, Masood. I swear to God, I won't allow this marriage to happen.
Marriage? What marriage? What are you talking about? What do you mean?
You have no idea what's going to happen to us.
What is it? Where are you going? Come in. Ymir, Shahram.
Look, I don't really speak from the heart all that much, but I'm stuck in a bind.
You're making it too hard.
What are you two doing here?
What are you doing here?
I came to get some fresh air.
We came to get some fresh air too.
Mom, do you need something?
Yes. I came to see if you've got any acetaminophen in your house. I've got a bad...
No, I don't.
I mean, I made a mistake. I've got a cold.
No, I don't have that either.
If you have any antihistamine, that would be all right too.
I don't have any, Mother.
What do you have in your house? What pills have you got?
I don't have any pills at all. Sometimes when I get a stomachache, you'd give me powdered laxatives.
Oh, that's good. Go and fetch that.
Sure.
I want to speak frankly with you.
Has something happened, Tamina?
You should be telling me that.
I don't understand what you mean.
Don't think that I don't know what's going on here.
What's going on?
You know very well. Take these games of yours somewhere else.
We're all grown up now, Tamina. What game?
Don't pretend you don't know, my dear. Look, Shahram isn't a good match for you. You can't count on him. He falls in love today and forgets tomorrow.
I don't understand what you're saying. What do you mean? Why would I want to count on Shahram? Well, yeah, Shahram is a safe guy. He's a likable guy. He's kind and he's dependable.
Look, I know my son better than you do. You don't understand.
I really don't understand what you mean, Tamine.
You said it and I believed it. You'd better be careful with yourself.
Be careful about what?
Things you do.
And if I'm not careful?
Ymir, dear, you're a guest, and I don't want to get you upset. After all, a guest is precious, even if they're your enemy.
You've truly been a great host to me, Tamine, dear. I'm not your enemy.
I'm not your enemy either. But I said the things that I needed to say. I don't want something to happen that's to no one's advantage.
I heard everything you said. There's no reason for your concern. Well, I should get going now. Of course, if you have nothing else to say.
No, nothing else. But who's going to listen? Anyhow, I don't want to see that snake of yours again.
Sure.
Where are you going?
To see Uncle.
Did my mom say something?
No. Was she supposed to say something?
I thought she might have upset you. Look, she really doesn't have anything in her heart. She's like a little bird.
You're a really good guy. You should know how great you are.
Don't forget about the park.
Is it even possible?
Davide, come sit down. The movie's really funny.
I don't like these kind of movies.
All right, but you're going to miss out. Ymir, darling, if I ask you a question, you won't get upset, will you?
No, Uncle. You can ask whatever you like. It's been a long time that nothing upsets me anymore.
So tell me, what's your relationship like?
It's good. We've just recently gotten to know each other, but it's good.
You like him a lot, right?
A lot, Uncle.
I'm really happy.
Really?
Well, it's obvious.
You know, I think that he understands me. I even sense that he understands my silence.
I see.
I need to talk to you.
You know, even though I've only recently found him, it's as though we've known each other for years.
I'm really happy. I'm happy that you're happy.
When I found him, he was injured. He was about to die.
He was about to die?
Yeah, I think they'd hit him with something.
What are you talking about, girl?
I said when I found him, he was injured. He was about to die, and it seemed they'd hit him with a rock.
Who are you talking about?
Well, my snake.
Snake? I thought you were talking about Shahram.
Shahram? Why?
Nothing. Nothing.
Now, if you like, we can talk about Shahram. Didn't you say that you didn't like her?
Yeah.
Then why did you make plans to see her?
I feel sorry for her. If I back out, I'll break her heart.
The last time you saw her, didn't you promise me you'd tell her the truth?
I couldn't do it.
I really hate this useless feeling of pity. This way you're going to hurt her even more.
What's that mean? I just feel sorry for her.
To get married, you need love, not pity. If she finds out after you're married, do you know what an emotional blow it will be
to her? If I say no to her and she goes and kills herself, then what am I going to do?
That's her problem, not yours.
Well, I'm involved in it too.
It's not your fault at all. A person that's so weak that she goes and kills herself if she hears no, she can't make you happy. She needs a doctor.
Are you worried about my happiness?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Of course.
She's coming. She's coming. She's coming.
Tell me, what are your standards for choosing someone? Do you even have standards?
Look, I do have standards, but those that come up to my standards have a problem with me.
What problem?
I don't come up to their standards. Hello.
Hope I'm not late. You've changed the place we were meeting and it took me a while to find it.
Are you well?
Fine, thanks. Are we going to talk here?
No, we can go to a cafe or something.
Makes no difference to me.
Then it's fine right here. Have a seat.
Excuse me.
Bonjour, Emma. Oui, ma chérie. C'est Magali qui t'a dit non? Oui, je sais. T'es au voyage. L'accident de ton horrible. La voiture a fait 4 tournants. Ouais. J'étais au coma depuis 3 semaines. Et j'ai mal à la tête.
Poor thing.
How come?
Because of the things that have happened to her.
Do you understand what she's saying?
I already told you I studied French.
You told me you studied sociology.
I said I got my master's degree in sociology. You mean you really don't remember I told you I studied French? What an unattentive person you are. In your opinion, is it possible to live under the same roof with someone who forgets the things you say? Are you happy?
Yeah, really?
So why'd you make plans to meet?
You know, Well, it was just that...
You felt sorry for me?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you just tell me?
Look, well, I was scared. I heard that before you had...
End my life?
Yeah.
Man, that wasn't for real. It was just to scare the guy. Anyhow, what the hell were you thinking? How did you even compare yourself to him? I won't kill myself or just anyone.
So now I'm just anyone?
You're worse than just anyone. Every person has a special quality, but you don't have anything. You're a completely fickle person. And I don't like people who are fickle.
I apologize. Now tell me what my cousin said.
How can you not know why she's upset? What's her problem?
All right, I already apologized. Just tell me. Tell me I want to help her out.
Look, it seems as though she was in an accident, and she went into a coma, and apparently it was really bad.
My Kimmy was in a coma for 3 weeks. Why didn't Mahmoud say anything to me?
The worst thing is that she saw her fiancé die right in front of her.
And the driver was that idiot herself.
Yeah!
It was really horrible. That night when Sharam told us what had happened to Kimia, we were all in shock. We couldn't believe that Kimia, with the positive attitude she had experienced such horrible events. And all of us, at that moment, were only thinking about why we hadn't been kind towards her. Why didn't we ask how she's doing? Why weren't we close enough to her for her to tell us what had happened?
Stop it!
Hello! I'm back! Come and see what I've brought my sister's child. Has something happened?
Have you eaten anything?
No.
What would you like me to make for you, my darling?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, my darling. I remember you really liking Fisenjun a lot. Of course, I don't have the time to make it right now, but if you like, I can call and order some for you, if that's what you want.
Only if you want some yourself.
Yes.
Kimia, the truth is, I'm really sorry I acted like that with you. You're not upset with me, are you?
Of course not. Why are you all acting so strange?
What kind of uncle am I that I had no idea about your problems, my dear?
What problem? I don't have any problems. Oh, Shiva, why are you staring at me like a goat?
Why didn't you tell us your fiancé died in front of your eyes?
And you were in a coma for 3 weeks?
As your uncle, I'll never forgive myself.
Who told you? Please stop it right now.
Oh, I love that broken heart of yours so much.
Please don't talk to me like that. Who told you about it? I told my dad not to say anything to you.
He didn't say anything. We found out on our own.
I really hate pity. I don't want anyone to know anything about me that I don't want them to know.
It's all my fault. That day we went to the park and you were talking on your cell phone. Well, Simon has a bachelor's degree in French and she heard what you were saying and she told me.
And?
Well, nothing. She said you were engaged to Jean. Then you got in an accident and Jean died and you said you're fine, but you sometimes get headaches. And it's completely natural after having been in a coma for 3 weeks. Your fiancé's name was Jean, right?
You want to go to the theatre together tonight?
Why didn't you suggest it before?
No particular reason.
It's not a problem. You made a mistake.
We made a mistake?
I was just giving a summary of my story for my publisher, and it was just a summary, not all of it.
What?
You mean you weren't in a coma? There's nothing wrong with
you? There was never anything wrong with me. All you had to do was ask me.
Where are you going now?
I had a really good time up until now, but it's enough. I'm going to go pack my things.
I understand how Kimia's feeling, because ever since I got cancer, the way everyone treats me has changed, and this really bothers me a lot. Their feeling so sorry for me lets me know that I'm not supposed to be a normal person anymore, and I'll never feel better again. I want my family to treat me like they did before. I'd like to breathe in a world that's real, a world that is as cruel as it is kind.
Thank you, Uncle. Thank you for welcoming me into your home. I had a really great time these past few days. Thank you for everything.
Can you please not leave? I was just about to...
Thank you, Shiva. Being with you made me feel alive again. Thank you, Tamina. Being next to you made me feel like a normal person. Thank you.
Let me come with you, Kimia.
No, I'll go on my own. I'm more comfortable this way.
Leave her alone. Let her go, Dad. She thinks everyone's her servant and she's not ashamed, a rude girl.
Are you talking to me? Anyhow, I'm leaving.
Yes, go. You've always been like this. Whenever you came up short, you'd leave.
You know, Shiva, you're really a horrible actor. It's really fake and unlikable.
Oh!
You jerk! I only had one copy of that!
Oh, no, I didn't know. That's really bad.
I think you've really gone too far now.
What is it? What's happened? What's going on?
This lady thinks that she's a writer.
Shiva, dear, your voice can be heard outside. Why are you yelling so much?
I want to yell. I like to yell.
Oh, I didn't expect you to be talking like this.
You shouldn't be surprised at all. Ever since she was a child, she never liked to see me.
It's because you were so rude and cheeky, you idiot.
I'm the idiot, or you are. Look what you've done.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead and kiss and make up. I mean, not for nothing, but
you
are cousins.
You want me to kiss her? Never. Even if they cut me up into pieces this big, I wouldn't
kiss
her.
Yes. Oh, you went to live on the other side of the world, and you think you've become Marguerite Duras.
That's enough now. You're insulting each other.
Get out of here.
I'm not going to go so I can see what you're going to do about
it. I hate you. Get out of here.
Well, I hate you too with all those wrinkles under your eyes.
You should be ashamed, Shiva.
What did you do, Shiva?
Why did you hit her? What did she do to you? You don't have the right to raise your hand to her.
I hate her so much.
Shiva, you really went too far. You weren't supposed to slap her in the face.
I'm glad I did it. I eventually let her know and I feel better.
Does it hurt?
Someone needed to do that eventually.
Kimia stayed with us for another week. Then she went to stay with her father. During that week, we spoke with each other, but we were still sulking with each other. Later on, we realized that the story she told to her publisher was her own story. She just didn't want her pride to be broken in front of us. She hated that we knew her secret and felt pity for her. I don't know if she's forgiven me or not, but whatever it was, we didn't have the hatred for each other anymore. I still haven't forgiven myself for slapping her in the face. I wish she had somehow paid me back for it before she left, but it didn't happen. Until one day, I received a comment from her.
I've caught a bad cold. I think my snake's caught a cold too. By the way, thank you for slapping me in the face. It woke me up from a dream. But don't think I left there without getting back at you. I'm still the same person you knew before. I know that you'd like to know what I did, so I'll tell you. You know, it's a shame you've maintained your figure really well, but your face has gotten old. I ordered a facial massage machine for you so that you don't get even older than you are. It should reach you any day now. Of course, you'll have to pay for it yourself. You can pay them when they come to your door. It only cost $400,000. Hope you're well. Hugs and kisses.
Yes?
Hello, ma'am. Is this apartment number 3?
Yes, how can I help you?
I've bought the facial massage machine that you've ordered. Please be kind enough to come and get it.
شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون غره